we're going to do one last question. We just have a couple minutes left. But we had several questions about biotin and hoof health and how to improve our horses' hoof health. And also their coat health, because that can be related to their hoof health. What recommendations do you have? And I'll really quickly read some of these questions, the names of the people who sent them in. We have Samantha in California. We had Chris in California. And we had Bree in Ireland all sending questions asking about biotin. What are your recommendations?
For biotin, yeah, biotin is a very common go-to when you've got health problems, especially if you have shelly feet. And the data is kind of mixed. There are some studies. I mean, there was a study that fed 20 grams of biotin over 19 months, and they did see a small but significant improvement in horn quality, and that quality was maintained for 2.5 years when they, you know, kept feeding it. However, it should be noted that the rest of the diet wasn't really ideally balanced as far as the other minerals, so maybe if the diet had been better balanced, they might have seen the same results. Who knows? There are other studies where hoof growth was shown to, you know, be improved. I think, if I'm remembering correctly, there's a study where, you know, they showed improvement, and then when they took it away, you know, the hooves, you know, didn't improve as much. And then there are studies where it hasn't really done very much at all. So it's a little bit hit or miss. Part of the issue is it really depends on what the problem is. With the hoof, biotin isn't going to fix all problems, so it depends, you know, what the problem in the hoof actually is. Technically, we don't really have a requirement, you know, there's no dietary requirement for biotin because horses make biotin thanks to the bacteria in their hindgut who actually make the full complement of B vitamins. So a horse that has a healthy hindgut and active bacterial population is producing all the B vitamins it needs. But, you know, there is a little bit of data showing that supplementing some horses does help. But the reason it helps is it's involved in fatty acid synthesis and also sort of proliferation of cells and growth. So that's why it helps. I will add, though, it's not a quick fix. I mean, you know, you're not going to see perhaps any real benefits. I think some of the data was 9 to 12 months. So you're in it for the long haul if you try it. And that's a long time to wait for your horse's feet to get better. So, you know, what else can you do? There are definitely other nutrients that are important to hoof health that you can, you know, fix and probably have an impact much more quickly. So the key things are zinc, because zinc's important for activity of tissue. Zinc's necessary for, like, repair of tissues. It's necessary for collagen synthesis and also for keratin production. Copper is important for connective tissue elasticity, and it's also involved in the enzymes that make the disulfide bonds in the hoof horn, and so that affects what we call the cornified cells, or the outer hoof wall, the kind of the hard cells. And then methionine is an amino acid that's important for hoof health because it's a sulfur amino acid, and it provides a source of sulfur that are also important for those disulfide bridges. So when you look at a hoof supplement, guess what's in it? Methionine, zinc, copper, sometimes some lecithin, which is a fatty acid, and fatty acids help with pliability of the hoof wall. They help it kind of expand and then shrink again without cracking. So those things tend to be in a hoof supplement. Now, do I recommend hoof supplements? Sometimes. My first thing, though, is always let's get the base diet balanced, because if you remember back to the beginning, what I said, you know, there are some nutrients that are not perhaps going to be provided in great enough quantities by your hay. What do they happen to be? Zinc, copper. Mm-hmm. So if you balance your ration and you make sure that your whole ration is meeting the horse's needs, you may not need a hoof supplement. You may have bad feet because your whole ration is not balanced. And by balancing the ration and meeting all of those requirements, the hooves will then take care of themselves. Now, if your diet is balanced and you've done all that and you still have hoof problems, then yes, maybe your horse needs a little bit of extra support. Are you going to make a horse have fabulous feet because you feed it a hoof supplement? If it genetically is not supposed to have great feet, then no. But you can certainly help support that horse have the best feet that they're genetically capable of having, if that makes sense. And as far as biotin and as far as, you know, how much, the data seems to suggest that you're looking at about 3 to 4 grams per 100 kilograms of body weight. So for us in America, who are working on a pound basis, you know, 1,100-pound horse, you're looking at about at least 20 grams, you know, 15, 20 grams a day. And that's what most of your better hoof supplements are going to provide.
Okay, so it's just like biotin wouldn't make me have a thick head of curly hair. It's not going to necessarily make my horse, who has weak, shelly hooves, have nice, thick, healthy hooves.
I mean, it might. It might. It depends on exactly what the cause of the shelliness in the hoof is, and it depends, if it might. Certainly might. Definitely there are people that feed biotin and see a positive benefit, but it's not going to be necessarily a really quick fix. I will say that, interesting you mentioned hair, because obviously hair coat and hoof is full keratin. So certainly people feed biotin and they do feel that they see their horses' coats get better and their tails thickening up and that kind of thing. But I also see that when horses have their diets balanced and their mineral requirements met, you'll also see that the coat tends to blossom and the mane and tail will thicken out too.
Okay.
So it's all a balanced system. It all has to be there. It's not, there's not one magic bullet.